Blog Talk Radio.
Is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Amen. And we do thank you for tuning in. For those of you who are listening by internet, we are an interactive Bible study. And what does that mean? That means that we give you an opportunity to call in and ask questions and participate during this this session. Amen. So the call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. Also, tell a friend that we're on every Wednesday and that we have a word for them. Amen. The call, the number to get through the internet is on the internet is Blog Talk Radio, and then you would type in We Can Begin Again. Once you type that in, you would be connected, and you can pull up any one of the archives, any of the messages that has been on, and be a blessing to someone else as well as yourself. So we do thank you for tuning in. This evening we're going to be in New Milford, New Jersey, with Pastor Reginald C.A. Miles. You've heard him before, and he always has a word from the Lord. So before we turn the mic over to him, we are going to have a prayer from my wife, Dr. Suzanne Hawthorne. She's going to say a prayer, and the next voice that you hear after that will be Pastor Miles.
Father God, I praise your name and thank you, dear Lord, because you are so mighty, because you're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. There's no us without you, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Every day that we get up, Father God, that we have another opportunity to begin again, another opportunity to get it right, another opportunity to praise and worship you, another opportunity to serve the kingdom, Father God, and we thank you. Father God, we come before you praying for a few people that are on our list, Father God. The list is not exhaustive, Father God, but those that have that are on the list right now, we want to lift up people that need healing. We know, Father God, that healing is a promise that you have, that because Jesus Christ shed his blood on Calvary for us, that every stripe that was shed was for our healing and for the sins and for iniquity. So, Father God, we just lift up James H., Corey, Diane H., Von Zetta, Wendy H., Trinita,
Wendell,
Deborah, Yolonia, Alisa, Cornell, and Mr. Stevenson, and Stuart H. Also, we lift them up. We lift them up, Father God, for heal and ask for healing, for a special touch of healing for them, Father God, for Dudley and Beverly S. as well, Kim C. and Lisa D. are included in that group, along with Paula and Patsy C. and Pastor and Evangelist Davis's parents. These powerful people of God are caring for their parents right now. And so we ask for healing, Father God, and strength. We ask for a return to health and wellness for them, dear Lord. We ask you, Lord, that you'll put people around them, Lord, to speak life to them, Father God, and healing, dear Lord. I thank you, Father God. And I also thank you, dear Lord, that for their caregivers, Father God, that you would strengthen them, Father God, that they would be rejuvenated when they rest, Father God, that, Father God, that they would be wise in their decision-making for these people as they care for them, dear Lord, and that they, too, would be strengthened and encouraged.
Yes, Father.
Father God, we also lift up a few families that are mourning. We had a tragedy here in northeastern Ohio, the family of Javon Anderson Crump, a teenager. We lift up his family this evening in the name of Jesus. You are not forgotten. You are not forgotten. We also lift up the Grigsby family that lost their mother and grandmother last evening, and my family, the Hawthorne, Dodson, Hester family in Virginia and Maryland. We lift you up as well as you mourn, as you continue to mourn the passing of your loved ones. Father God, we're also praying for relationships. I ask you, Father God, that all those that are on the line with us right now, and those that wanted to be, Father God, those that are associated with us on the line, Father God, that you would just lift up their marriages, Father God, and their relationships, the relationships between parents and children, Father God, the relationships, Father God, between sisters and brothers, Father God, but especially, dear Lord, the relationship of marriage, Father God, that you would just lift up the marriages, Father God, that you would put people around these folks, Father God, that may be struggling in their relationships,
yes,
to strengthen them, Father God. We remember, Father God, that your word says that marriage is the earthly example of the spiritual example that we have with you, Father God.
Yes.
So we thank you, Father God, that our marriages, Father God, would be right and in order, Father God, that we could be a witness, dear Lord, to the folks that are around us, Father God,
yes,
the folks that we associate with, Father God, and the folks that we're witnessing to, Father God, whether it be by word of mouth, Father God, or by example.
Yes.
We praise you and we thank you this evening, dear Lord,
yes,
in Jesus' sweet and holy name. We're eager to get into the word. We're eager to learn, Father God, and receive from you and from your servant who's here to bless us.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much. Amen. We'd like to, before we turn the mic over, we'd like to let you know we're going to open up all the mics open. So when I say the mics, your phones, if you could put it on mute until you have an opportunity to share or ask a question, if you could do that, because we can hear everything in the background. Amen. And we're going to move over into Milford, New Milford, New Jersey, and with Pastor Reginald C.A. Miles, and his title is God's Gift. Pastor Miles, are you there?
Good evening, Brother Elder. How you there? Can you hear me?
Good evening. Good evening. God bless you.
Good evening. God bless you. And as I like to call it, Sister Reverend Doctor, God bless you. I'd like to greet you all. Oh, you like that, huh? You always laugh when I call you. God bless. I would like to, first of all, greet you all in a name that's above every name, which is the name of Jesus Christ. Many always say the matchless name, which is you just can't compare anything to it. But there's something about that name. I have yet to figure it out that just makes me go wild, but in a good sense, not a bad sense. It's just something about that name when I'm by myself. I think on it. I just feel like Jeremiah 29 is like fire in my bones. I just got to bust loose.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you once again, Brother Elder, for having me. I don't take it lightly that you would open up this time for me to share with one with another. I also said this before, I'll say it again. I love Blog Talk Radio. I prayed for such a ministry as this. And I also pray that those of you who are listening, please share one with another about Blog Talk Radio. Because wherever you may be in the land or country, in a snowstorm or in a shelter, you should have not cannot get home, or maybe at your job you need a word from God, you can always bring up Blog Talk Radio. There's so much out here that will feed your spirit, man. And I really believe it will, and it's going to be a blessing to you. I also believe that that when all come on here, we all on one accord. So that's another thing that I really believe in and love about Blog Talk Radio. For those of you who know me, I really believe in laboring in the word and studying the word. And I like to give a different way to look at the same scripture, not necessarily to have the scripture as it is being preached or teached traditionally, but still being true to the text. If you did take a look at the text on the website, we're going to actually get into that, to the text. But I also want you to understand one thing. Your Bible is your user's manual for your life.
Amen.
Just like you buy a microwave, you buy a television. To know how to operate it properly, you got to read that book. Or else you will not get the maximum effective use of what you purchase. So if you want to get the maximum effective use of your life, study your Bible. Read your Bible. Mm. And one good angle on that is Blog Talk Radio. And the reason why I say I love Blog Talk Radio, because there was a time when I was a young lad, or maybe even in the military, I couldn't get to military studies like I wanted to. But if Blog Talk Radio would have been around at that time, I could have always tapped in. So think about that. Think about the ones who are not actually receiving any word. You can't get in when you haven't found a church home. Let Blog Talk Radio be your source until you get somewhere. I want to share something else with you that is pressing on my heart. I received notification. I want you to keep these people in prayer. Willie Ellis, who's my uncle, is under doctor's care right now. My aunt, Edith Jefferson, in Virginia. Both are in Virginia. I think it's Greenville County that they're in. I think my aunt had been helicopter lifted to a hospital in Richmond. So I want you, Edith Jefferson, keep her in prayer. And my good friend, her name is Diane Wade-Kakis, who I served with in the Army back in the late 80s, early 90s. Her eldest granddaughter's in the hospital, and the doctors cannot seem to figure out what's wrong. So I ask you for that on my heart to pray with me. Now, let's get into the word. Today we are going to be talking about God's gift. And many people say certain things that make me sometimes, I say, make me want to do the hokey pokey and turn myself around. Either being there in the world or being saved, it irks me. I'm just going to be honest with you. It just irks me. And one of the sayings that that's not fair. Well, if you are in the world and you're going by the worldly system, you're operating under the devil. He don't operate fair. And then if you're in the worldly system, remember, everything is not for everybody. Because if everything was for everybody, we wouldn't have any fools in this world. Because luxury is not for a fool. Mm-hmm. Having much money is not for a fool. Because if someone has much money and they have a habit, they're going to do something with that money for their habit.
Mm-hmm.
But understand something. A gift given to you or a present given to you will always be on the level of your faithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
A gift or a present will be given to you on the level of your faithfulness. And you may say, Rad, what you talking about? Miles, what you talking about? Let's get into the text. Please turn to me to John, 3rd chapter. We're going to start at verse 16. Now, I'm reading from the King James text. If you're on the website, you should already see the scriptures. It's John 3:16-18, and then we're going to hang a right turn. We're going to go to John 14, and we're going to start at verse 15. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth in him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Let that sink in. Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Let that marinate for a minute. Now, let's turn on over to John 14. And we're going to start at verse 15. I pray I give you a different angle to look at these scriptures. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and he shall be with you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Now, as you know, the topic is God's gift. Now, We've just come out of what we call holiday season or Christmas, and many people have spent money they don't have. There are people right now wondering how they're going to pay off them charge cards that they didn't ran up. Trying to prove to someone by way of what they gave them on that day that they love them. Let me reason with this in your spirit. If you have to buy someone something to prove to them that you love them, they don't love you. You should have to buy anybody anything to prove to them that you love them. They should automatically know that by your actions and what you do for them. I have been doing a study, and I'm getting ready to blow a few people's minds. Did you know diamonds are almost practically worthless? Diamonds are almost practically worthless. Man's supposed to buy a woman a ring for 2 months' salary. When he probably goes back to try to sell that ring back, it's probably worth a fifth of what he paid for it. And that's another study behind that with Bible I want to show you. But you're going into debt to prove to someone you love them. Now, let me ask you this question, rhetorical question, no need to answer. No, I'm going to open up the mic for this. Would you rather for someone give you a gift, or would you rather for someone give you a present? I'm going to ask again. Would you rather for someone give you a gift, or would you rather for someone give you a present? The mics are open. That's the response I was respecting, not one. Because I can hear in the spirit some saying, I thought the two were the same. I thought the gift was a present and the present was a gift. That was respect. I was expecting nothing. There is a difference. Let me tell you the difference of that. Before I even get into that, let me back up a little bit. I want to take you over to Genesis chapter 3. You don't have to turn there. In your time, I want you to do that. Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 13. It talks about Adam and when Adam took of the fruit and Adam fell and Eve took of the fruit. And once Adam took of the fruit, both of their eyes were open. And what happened? They started playing the blame game. God came to Adam. Adam blamed the woman. The woman blamed the serpent. And then when you go to verses, I believe it's verses 14 to 21, it talks about the curse. I'm pretty sure that's where it's at. It talks about the curse. Many people, I've heard many preachers say they call it the generational curse from Adam all the way down. What I like to call it, I like to call it a generational sickness. And why do I call it that? Have you ever been to a doctor, a medical doctor, or a dentist, or tried to get an insurance policy? They give you this form to fill out. Has anyone in your family had diabetes, blindness, or high blood pressure? Has anything been amputated? Insurance companies are good to ask these questions. Why? Because they know of the genetics. They know that if someone in your life, in your genealogy has had it, it's a good and strong possibility that you're going to get it. Everyday example. Sometimes you can just look at a child, not say one word to the child, not know the child, but know who that child, mama or daddy, is just by looking at them. I remember when I was at Israel Total Life Ministries in Maryland, I saw a young man. Never said too much to him other than, how you doing? But the first time I saw him, I said, I know who your mom is. All I got to do is look at you. So there is a thing called genetics, or I like to call generational sickness, which is not genetics, which will bring something to you that may cause you to need something one way or the other. Now, let me tell you about a gift. A gift is something that's given to you that the giver knows you're going to need in the future. But the person actually receiving it doesn't know they're going to need it in the future. Let's go back. Genesis. Adam messed up. Adam messed up mankind. So now all who are born into sin. So now when we're born, we're all born into sin. And I've heard people say, well, now we're born into sin. Adam messed it up. That's not fair. Here I go doing the hokey pokey and turning myself around. No, what's not fair if God, who's the creator, didn't give you a way out? Then that would be wrong because you had nothing to do with it. But you are a descendant of Adam who started up mankind. So let's go back to John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. For those of you who are listening and you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, God is offering you a gift right now. The gift has already been there for you. It's up to you to receive it. If you take a look at the, it says world. It's talking about the inhabitants on the earth of men and the human family. God already knew after Adam did what he did, we were going to need something. So he gave us a gift through Jesus Christ. We didn't know we were going to need it, but it's there for us if we want to have it, if we want to take advantage of it. So for those of you who are saved and you've already accepted Jesus Christ, that was your gift. You've already received the first gift he's given you. But you said, Miles, you talked about asked about a gift and a present. What's in between a present? I'm glad you asked that question. Let's say hypothetically, Sister Reverend Doctor, she wants the 2019 Mercedes Benz.
All right.
And and her husband knows about it. He knows it. So what he does, he goes to the bank. He withdraws the money, gets a bank check for whatever it costs, goes to the dealership, pays for it cash, have it delivered to the house. I'm calling things that be not as though they were. Hint, hint, wink, wink.
Amen.
Brings it, has it brought back to the house, delivered to the house, has her blindfolded, has the bow on top, and says, baby, here you are.
Mm-hmm.
That's a present. He knows what she wants, goes out and get it, and he presents it to her. The difference between a gift and a present, you know what the person wants, you go get it, and you present it to them. A gift is something you give somebody that you know they're going to need in the future.
That's good.
But they don't know that they're going to need it.
That's good. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Let me open up the microphones right now, give you the floor, and what would you like to add?
I don't know, brother. That was good right there. That was good. I like
okay.
That revelation.
Would anyone else like to add anything?
Excellent, excellent.
I have something else for you. Let me give you something else. Now, for those of you who are saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, as I like to, my favorite move of the apostle, you fire baptized, you've been through the fire, and you come out on the other side refined. God not only gives gifts, he'll give you presents. Well, you may say, he gives presents? Oh, yeah, he gives presents as well. Well, can you back that up with Scripture? Yes, I can. Please, turn to Psalms 37.
Oh, yeah, one of my favorite books.
Give you some time to get it because I'm turning with you. Turn to Psalms 37.
Okay.
I'm going to act like we in church now. When you have it, please, all mics are open. Please, don't be shy. I'm just asking, if you don't say anything else, say this. All mics are open. Press your mute button. When you have Psalms 37, let the church say amen.
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 Now I know we got more than five people on the line.
Of course you do. Of course.
Yeah.
But anyway, God bless.
Amen.
He gets presents as well. Let me tell you something. One of the things I've always wanted when I was a little boy, my mother would tell you that, I've always wanted to get to Texas Stadium to see the Dallas Cowboys in the old building. Not the new Cowboys Stadium, but the old one called Texas Stadium. And I got there. And the Lord gave me that present.
Mm-hmm.
How did he give me that present? Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart.
All right.
So if you want some presents,
mm-hmm.
and you've already received God's gift, which is his son,
mm-hmm.
now you are already in the body of Christ,
mm-hmm.
and you delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. That's where you're getting your presence. Now, let me show you something else. Please turn with me to John 14, which I believe that you did already. I need to go back to it. I want to digress. I want to show you something else. This is a little something that's bonus. While we're on the line. And when the Lord was speaking to me, he showed me something in verse 17 that I really want to capitalize on. For those of you who are saved, God gave you another gift. What was the other gift that he gave you?
The Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit.
Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
He's given you the Spirit of Truth.
Spirit of Truth. Holy Spirit.
Whom the world cannot receive.
Mm-mm-mm.
People who are not saved, who've not accepted Jesus, they're basically giving up two gifts waiting for them. Jesus and the Holy Spirit. But you can only get it by the level of your faithfulness. Be faithful first, receive Jesus, then you're in his body, then you'll receive the Holy Ghost. So let me rewind again. That 2009, Reverend Sister, what are you doing with the car you already have? Are you faithful with that? Before you can get presented something else and actually delight yourself in the Lord? Now, I use it as an example to bring it home.
You know, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good.
Now, I want to show you something. This is the part I want to get to, which is making me excited.
Mm-hmm.
This is really not, it's connected, but it's not connected to what I want to bring to you on today, but this is something, a tidbit that the Lord had shown me. People have always heard of the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost,
mm-hmm.
but they don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard a preacher say, a pastor of a church a long time ago, said, no one, nobody can explain it. Well, I guess I'm a nobody because I'm going to explain it to you. We have God the Father.
Mm-hmm.
We have God the Son.
Mm-hmm.
We have God the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Can you put that to scripture? Yes, I can. If you go in your Bible and you actually go over to, it is, I believe it's 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. Paul was talking about a thorn in his flesh. And that thorn in his flesh, and I believe it's around verse 4, where Paul was speaking about he was taken up into paradise. And if you really look into that, it really talks about that the spirit man of Paul was taken up to the third heaven. So do you know how far the third heaven is from here? That's God the Father. That's God beyond us. We can't comprehend his mindset, if you want to use that terminology, or his distance away from us. He's God beyond us. I have yet to find a student know as much as the teacher. God beyond us. Then we have God the Son, which it says in Matthew, the first chapter, verse 23, they called him Emmanuel. Well, what does Emmanuel mean? God with us.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have God the Holy Spirit. That's God within us.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a look at verse 17, John chapter 14. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. They can't receive the Holy Spirit on the inside of them because they haven't accepted the Son. And the Son came from the Father. So I pray, if you're listening on tonight, and if you had a confusion or not an understanding of the Holy Spirit, I just hope that that touched you, that gave you some type of understanding on it. I have a teaching I would love to bring to Blog Talk Radio. It's a couple of part series, maybe two, maybe three, that will actually expound upon it even more with more scripturally background. But that's not really what I wanted to talk about, but that came out to me that I want to give that as an extra tidbit, as an extra nugget. But for those of you who are saved, you have the Holy Spirit, which is God's gift to you. Well, what does that gift bring to you? That may be a question. What does gift bring to me? It brings counsel. It brings comfort. It'll teach you. It'll train you. Believe it or not, it'll unite you with people. It'll take you places you don't want to go. It will cause you to reason with other folk. In other words, I like what the Bible had said before when I really looked it up. It's a helper. So what do you mean? It's a helper. If you take a look up, it's I think it's the Greek, it's paraclete or parakletos.
Mm-hmm.
See, you got to do
parakletos.
Something.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do something. How many times you'll tell someone, you know what? If you start it, I'll help you do it. I'm not going to do it for you. I'm going to help you do it. Think about it. Every time the Holy Spirit has come in and done something for you, you have already done something for the Holy Spirit to work. You've done all you can do. Now the Holy Spirit is going to take over. Think, it was not too long ago on Blog Talk Radio where the young lady, I believe it was a young lady, spoke about the widow woman who had nothing and she had to go get bottles for oil.
Mm-hmm.
She had to go do something. And then the Holy Spirit kicked in. If you think that you can just sit back and do nothing, you're deceiving yourself. And that's a lie from the pit of hell.
Amen.
Now, let the Holy Ghost guide you. Seek his face. Let your steps be ordered by his word. And that's a gift that's given to you because you've accepted the Son. The mics are open. Anybody has anything they want to add? I take it since it's so quiet, people are listening.
Amen. Always. Amen.
To backtrack a little bit, if you have wrote down in your notes about the God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, I want to give you another scripture that I didn't give you about the Holy Spirit, Romans, the 8th chapter and verse 9. With God being with us. See, there is a difference between a gift and a present. See, but we are living in a time where people are trying to make everything equal when it's not.
Amen. That's right.
People don't understand that there are two systems. You have the worldly system. You have the system of God. I put out on my page, on my ministry page, I believe it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that the government shut down. Why does it take for the government to shut down for us to care about our mankind? Why does it take this? Just so once the government opens back up and people go back to their GS job paying big money, that they're going to go back to the same old wicked ways.
Yeah.
When all we have to do is tap into the gift that God has already provided.
Mm-hmm.
See, many people have looked at their job, who had these GS high-paying jobs, as their source, which shows me that they were actually looking at the world system and did not fully understand or fully wanted to appreciate the gift that God has already offered them.
Yes.
I know of some people right now who are a part of the government shutdown who have already accepted the gift that God has given them, Jesus, by way of the Holy Spirit, and they're fine. The ones that I'm seeing or who I've come in contact with, let me correct that, the ones who I've come in contact with are having a problem because they have not accepted the gift that God has already given them. And some of those same people now are actually saying, what am I going to do? I need to turn to God. Well, when things were well with you, did you remember him then? Give praise at all times. Tap into the gift he's already given you if you're on this line and you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. If you have not accepted Christ as your Savior right now, I want you to think about it. You're giving up a beautiful gift. He has already planned something for you when Adam had already messed up. You didn't even know you needed him, but he was already there. See, the gift that God wants to give you, which is his Son, And then behind that's the Holy Spirit. And there's many other gifts that come with God. There's many other gifts, but these are the two I want to talk on. But if you have those gifts right there, you're want for nothing. Why? You delight yourself in them. He'll give you the desires of your heart. Then your presence comes. But so I present to you, would you rather me, Reginald C.A. Miles, in the natural, would you rather for me to give you a gift or give you a present based upon what you have heard on tonight?
A gift.
Because I'm looking out in the future for something that you may need.
Yeah.
That you don't know you need right now.
But you know, Pastor, you know what I like about this shutdown, and people think that I'm crazy, is that it's all a setup. God knows just what is happening, it's almost like when Pharaoh didn't want to let his people go.
Mm-hmm.
See, God likes to set stuff up, and he'll use anything and anybody, and he goes right to the pockets where people are living, right to their pockets, so he wouldn't have nobody be lost. So this right here, this government shutdown, is a setup. Because he's coming back soon, he wouldn't have no one be lost. So they're going to find that if you labor for the bread that does never perish, which is Christ, if you seek him, you shall find him. People are between a rock and a hard place. Their back's against the wall. I heard this woman say on the radio a couple of weeks ago, the only thing I could do is pray. The only thing she could do is pray. When she had that government job, she wasn't even, you know what, her prayers was on the drive-by. But now it's her prayer is on her knees. Lord, what am I going to do? So now they are looking for the gift. They are seeking the gift. Lord, how am I going to make it? You know, God, one thing about the Lord, I love about the Lord, like I said before, he wouldn't have not one person be lost. So what I have to do, I have to get your attention. Because this right here, this temporary life that people are striving to get more and more and more, and like you said before, Pastor, you know, ran up their credit card and all this, that, and the other, at the end of the day, it doesn't even matter. What matters is the soul of the man, the spirit of that man to be saved. And that's what God is trying to do. Get folks' attention. You know, bring them back to their first love. They don't
mm-hmm.
even know their first love, but they he's trying to bring them back. That's all I have to say. You know, it's like, you know, it's a wake up call.
Amen.
So much they've been looking for the White House instead of looking for the Kingdom House. They looking to the government and looking to the House of Representatives, and they crazy too, because God says in his word, a house divided cannot stand.
I'm glad you brought that up.
And guess what? They ain't standing. Uh-huh.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Mm-hmm,
I wanted and I prayed for the Lord the way to get that in, and you opened the doorway for it, and I thank you, Jesus, for that. A house divided can't stand. Now, let's look at this.
Mm-hmm.
One of my coworkers came up to me right before I got off early today
mm-hmm.
and said to me, I said, Rev, can I ask you a question? I said, sure. He said, you military man, right? I said, well, I served. He said, well, thank you for your service. He
mm-hmm.
said, do you think we're going to be attacked? I looked at him. I said, what do you mean? He said, do you think we're going to be attacked in a military war? I said, it's a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, why do you say that? Because we divided.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have no leadership.
Mm-mm.
We don't have no government.
That's right.
We're a divided nation.
Yes.
We're open, and the world sees it.
Yes. And see, looking at us like we're a joke.
And all we have to do, all we have to do is accept the gift that God has already presented to us.
Amen.
What does 2 Corinthians 7th chapter verse 14 say?
Amen.
If my people,
come on now,
to call by my name,
say that,
to humble themselves and pray and seek my face,
mm-hmm.
Seek his gift.
Mm-hmm.
Seek his gift. Turn from your wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven. Forgive the sins and heal the land. When I used to read that scripture, I used to hear it all the time, but I have a new revelation and understanding. If we are to seek his faith, seek the gift that he has already put upon us.
Mm-hmm.
If we as a people would seek the gift that God has offered us, we will want for nothing. And then we delight ourselves in him.
Mm-hmm.
Then here come the presence that we want. Brother Moderator, I know I probably have about maybe 5 minutes left, but at this time I'm going to open up the mics.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone has anything they would like to say, please, now is the time.
If my people who are called by my, you know what? When I think about it just now, and I know he's talking about those that are saved, but then I think about the scripture that says, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, and them that dwelleth therein. Now, everybody in this world, all billions of us, he created us, is his
mm-hmm.
people. We who are saved have an extra because we have accepted Jesus Christ. But if those people in the government would turn from their wicked ways, then if they will pray and seek him, then he'll hear from heaven. Right now, it's like every man for himself.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It's coming to a head. God getting ready to do something really spectacular in this nation. This nation has gotten so far from God, but God, you know, in his undying, his agape love, Israel, the Israelites, as much as they messed up, he still had love for them. He still had love for crazy. He still had love. But you know what? It comes down to a choice. They're going to have to accept the call that God is, and he's shown the call by way of the atmosphere, by way of our nation, our weather. He's calling. He's calling the people of the earth. And all anybody can do, like you said, Pastor, like they did in the garden, is put the blame on the other one and that one, instead of looking at the man in the mirror. I'm done. I'm.
Amen.
This was good, Pastor. This was good.
Thank you. And I just give the credit back to the Lord Jesus, who gave
Amen.
It to me in the Holy Spirit. Now I want to put you quoted the scripture: "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein." For those
yes.
of you who actually want to know where that's actually found, that is Psalms
Amen.
24, verse 1.
Amen.
And if you want a connection with that, you might want to go to John, the first chapter, verse 3. And you might want to go connect that with Acts, the 17th chapter, verse 24.
Amen.
And you may say, well, how do I know that? Didn't I tell you I like to labor in the word so I can have something to bring to the people?
Yes, amen. Amen. I know one thing. you gave us a revelation about the gift and the present.
I never knew what's the difference. I said, that's right. Go ahead, brother. Yeah.
Right on. Oh, my goodness.
That was good. Mm-hmm.
So good.
All of it was good.
So just remember, if by chance you see someone that actually desires to have something and you go get it and you give it to them, that's a present because you presented it to them.
Right.
But if you see that college student in Walmart shopping, and you already know that you are somewhere in the Northeast and you don't see a comforter to keep that baby warm, and you go get it, you gave him a present. You gave him a gift. You didn't give him a present. Because they may not know that they need it.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the future. Yeah. I love it.
So, with all that being said, I'm going to touch on this again. And I'm saying this to all of the gentlemen listening. Don't go spend all your money on no woman, on no diamond, showing that you love her. Because listen to me, if Brother Moderator opens that door up for me, I'm going to show you through Bible that it ain't going to work.
So true.
Yeah, I think the women are saying they need that.
Okay. But you know what they really need? And I know we got off the topic, but you know what they need? What they really need?
No.
I'm going to tell you what they really need. I call it the Quiet Storm Package. Warmth, beauty, love, and sensitivity. If you can't take that, when I bring that to the table, keep it moving.
Amen. Amen.
That's the Quiet Storm Package. Warmth, beauty, love, and sensitivity.
Warmth, beauty, love.
Quiet Storm
Package. Because if I turn around and buy, if I was to buy a diamond ring for 2 months of my salary, and pass the day tomorrow, young lady only going to get a fifth of the value.
Yeah, you did say that.
So I'm going to get a fifth of the value. And I know about that. Because when I come before God's people, I want to study and have something to tell you.
Amen.
Amen.
Is there another?
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Moderator, it's in your hands.
Amen. AJ, thank you so much. Pastor Miles, we do thank you so much for sharing with us the difference between a gift and a present so that we know how to identify it once it is presented to us. Amen. And understanding that gift, God gave his only begotten son, which is the true gift. And in that package, is love. Amen. As we move forward, we do thank you for tuning in. For those of you who have listening, we invite you back next week. We're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And next week we have my dear wife, Dr. Suzanne Hawthorne Clay, will be on.
Ooh.
And her topic is.
Amen.
But
all right now.
What is the topic?
But I don't want to fight. So you need to tune in and hear from her perspective of that spiritual warfare.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're digging deep into the word. Amen. So we do invite you to telephone, tell a friend that we are back next Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Amen. May God bless you. For those of you who tune in, if you would like to listen to this and share it with a friend, you can go to the archives and you can type in Blog Talk Radio and then type in We Can Begin Again, and you can pull up any one of the 350-some-odd messages that's on there, and be a blessing to someone. Amen. Remember what God says. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not boast. It is not arrogant. It is not rude. Amen. God talks about love. It is not proud. Amen. We are to share the word of God. Amen. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most. Amen. Pastor Miles, again, so much for the word. And teach you.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless. No matter what you've been told, it's not just